Welcome on a cold, wintry day, something we haven't had too much of this year. But get to find out after church who didn't turn their clocks ahead. Now, if I can just figure out how to fix my truck clock, I'd be okay. But it is good to be here in the house of the Lord on sacred and holy ground to lift high the name of Jesus, to lift high the cross today. So let's open up our hearts and our lives to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Ask God what it is that he would do with your life. The peace of Christ be with you. Please pass that peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Good morning, everybody, as you're making your way back to your seats. Lots and lots of information. Welcome all to First Church this morning. Are there any visitors here? Especially welcome to any visitors that might be with us this morning. If there are any visitors, the ushers will be happy to provide you with a welcome packet. And there are also some back in the narthex hanging on the shepherd's crook. First, let us go ahead and memorize our March memory verse, which comes from the book of Luke 1:37. It's printed in your bulletin. No word of God will ever fail. Luke 1:37. No word of God will ever fail. Diane has a couple of announcements for us.
In the narthex, as you exit this morning on the table, we have two different kinds of posters for the Living Last Supper. I would ask you to please take a couple of those and help us with publicity, see if you can find a place to put them up. And also, there's a large stack of, I call them pocket posters. They look like tickets. Please take a handful. Spread them out in the community. Let people know about the Living Last Supper, which is during Holy Week, Tuesday and Thursday of that week. Finally, out in the narthex, there are yard signs. Now, I didn't see that many picked up last week. We lost a lot of them because of the snow a couple years ago, so I ordered 50 more. They're not out there yet. I need to get rid of those so I can get the new ones out. So even if you have a sign still back in your garage somewhere or that you've put out in your yard, please take another one and see if you can find a place to put it. I would say, though, if you live in Irwin proper, don't put it out unless it's your own yard, because there's some kind of an ordinance against the signs, and they'll come and pick them up, and then they disappear. So, but ask permission if you know of any business owners, or if you can place them outside of Irwin, near a stop sign or near a stoplight, that would be really great. We need to let the community know that this is our 11th year, and we're still doing it. Now, after Easter, we will be celebrating Holy Humor Sunday on April 30th. So if you'll give me one moment. All right. In honor of the time change today, I decided to wear my designer hat. It was designed by that famous designer, Gore Vidal. Yeah, it's really bad. Okay. And I just have one question for you. What comes after the last hymn today? Benediction. All those people who didn't change their clocks. So, Holy Humor Sunday is the last Sunday of April. I want you to be thinking about what creative way you can make a hat. Everyone wear a hat of some sort. It can be a serious hat. It doesn't have to be one like mine. But be thinking about that so we can spread the joy of the resurrection. Thank you.
Thanks, Diane. Again, there are lots and lots of information to go through in your bulletin and extended information on the work trip in the newsletter. Next week is Scouts Recognition Sunday. If anybody is active in Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts at any level, please wear your uniform or insignia next week. The children's collection today will be used toward the camping program, and there's hoagies to order for that goes toward our campers. Pastor Bruce's Prayer Warriors program is going on. That's a cool thing. A youth group is back. Stephen has joined us, so that's great. And Wednesday, March 15th at 7 o'clock, he'll be meeting with the youth group. The Race for Grace is coming up. Again, work trip is in full swing. And that's it. Just look through your bulletin for sure for more information. And now let's turn our hearts and minds to our worship this morning.
Thank you. light. Without it, we stumble blindly in the darkness. With it, everything is illuminated and clear. Sometimes the light is dim. Sometimes it flickers, ready to die. But as long as we have it to guide our path, we know we are safe. Christ is called the light of the world, and we, as his followers, are instructed to walk in the light as he is in the light.
I am James the Lesser. I remember Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men." Jesus was living out his last days, yet his light never wavered. If we were in his place, knowing that death awaited us soon, would we still reflect our light? Would our brightness shine against the darkness of the world?
And what about now? Does our faith, our light, burn brightly? Or does it flicker in the turmoil of our daily lives? Would we rather remain in the darkness after the candles are extinguished? Or do we yearn for the light? For light makes everything visible. That's why it's said, "Wake up, O sleeper, and Christ will shine on you." Let us gather strength from the example of Jesus as he faced the darkness of his own death.
I forgot to remind everybody that there is a coffee hour in the parlor this morning. Please rise for our call to worship, which can be found in our bulletin. It's from Psalm 121. If you would all please respond to my prompt. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come?
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord who keeps you will not slumber. The Lord is your keeper.
The Lord is your shade on your right hand.
The sun shall not smite you by day.
Nor the wind by night.
The Lord will keep you from all evil and will keep your life.
The Lord will keep you from your mouth and your coming in from this time forth.
Please remain standing for our hymn of praise found in the red hymnal on page 98. To God be the glory.
Thank you. Okay. Whoa. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches of bunches. Who loves all of them? Jesus. Wow. Who loves Diane? Jesus. Huh. Well, Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. You know, and Jesus loves us so much, Jesus wants us to change. He doesn't want us to stay the same. We should always be changing, becoming more and more like Jesus. And that's very important to Jesus. I tell you what, we're going to talk about change. Right now, I need you to go and get me a dollar off of somebody, okay? Each of you go and get a dollar. That volunteers with a dollar. Somebody give them a dollar. Okay. Here's a dollar bill, and how many pennies are in there?
100.
How many dimes?
10.
Ooh, how many quarters?
4.
Hmm. Oh, how many nickels? Yeah.
20.
Wow, you're pretty good. You guys are good. I'm telling you what. But we're going to talk about change, and if this is our lives now, Jesus wants us to do something special with our lives. Now I want you to go and get change off of people. So dig in your pockets, and who has change to give them? So go and grab some change. Hold on to your dollar, though. Don't give that away. But get some change. Okay, what do we got there? Let's see.
4 quarters, $1.
Okay, yep. Here's 4 quarters. It's equal to the amount of a dollar, 4 quarters. But it's more versatile. You can do more things with 4 quarters than you can with a dollar. You can put money in the bubblegum machine. You can put money in the parking meter. There's all kind of things you can do with that. And how much we got there? How much is that? Yep, it's a quarter. It's a quarter. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do with this quarter. Okay? I'm going to take this quarter, and I'm going to put your hand out. Let me give it to you. Ready? Oh. It's gone. Wait a minute. There it is. That was behind your ear. Ha! But you can do a lot of things with the change. We just have to be willing to let God use us however God wants to. Okay? We can be very useful for God. And Jesus wants us to change, to become more like Him all the time. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to be just what you want us to be. So pour out your Spirit upon us and help us to be more like Jesus. For this we pray in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Faithful one, almighty God, you are. You are the Lord of glory.
Fantastic. This morning's Word of God, Old Testament reading, comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1 through 4. And it talks about the call, the Lord's call of Abram. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. And may God's word be a blessing to us all. And now I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward, please, for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings.
Dear Heavenly Father, what we have here represents all that we have and all that we are and ever hope to be, and we're giving it to you. We put our very lives at your disposal. We lay it all at the foot of the cross. Help us to let go, God. Help us to serve you only. And we ask that you would bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. Bless, Lord. And use as you see fit. For all this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. joys, 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 testimony, praising the Lord. What are you thankful for? 34 years with the same husband today. Sane or same? Oh, yeah. Other joys. Grandchildren. Okay, it was Sophie's birthday last Wednesday. Yeah, happy birthday. Okay, how nice. Yes, just around the corner. Well, no matter what the weather's like, spring will be here 21st. Debbie and Terry's anniversary Thursday. Debbie, is that a concern? Is that, should I? Yeah. 48, huh? Wow.
She deserves a medal. I know you agree with me, Terry. That's why I said it.
So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Now, pens and pencils, write on scrap of paper on your bulletin, jot down a mental note. This is our prayer homework until God releases us from it. And understand this. We have gathered together here in the name of Jesus Christ. That means we have God's ear. That means we've picked up the phone and God has said, hello, what can I do for you? And if we don't say anything, we're really wasting a phone call. So tell me, what concerns do you have?
Morris.
Okay, traveling mercies. Kathy. We want to pray for our country and our country's leaders, for our church. I want to pray for the Dempsey and Helfrick families. Thursday, I got called to do a viewing during the day and then the service at night, 8 o'clock Thursday night, for a 33-year-old young woman who overdosed. And then the next day I had to do a service all day, and viewing all day and service 8 o'clock at night again for a 31-year-old young man who overdosed. Two overdoses in 2 days. And addiction affects more than just the junkie. Tears the whole family, tears all the friends up. Yeah, we have to pray for an end to this epidemic. It's out of control. We want to pray for our missionaries and for Colton and Laura and Ann and military. Yep, men and women in the military. Okay, for those who, for Christians. Let's pray for Christians, especially those who are persecuted, but blessed are you when you are persecuted and insulted because of my name. That's what the Beatitudes tell us. Remember our first responders and our youth ministry and Pastor Steve. Keep him in your prayers. John and Caroline, yep. Okay, pray for Dawn. If you have an unspoken request, just raise your hand up. God sees that hand and knows what the details are. So for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And it's good to know, God, that you love us so much, that you care about everything, from the littlest thing to the biggest. For all of our blessings, we say thank you. And we ask for your help to share those blessings with others. For all of our concerns, for ourselves or for someone else, well, Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. We believe you're greater than any problem that anybody has. We believe, God, that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. We have favor with God and man. It is written. It is all written. It is the absolute truth that your word, it is powerful, it is living, it will not return unto you void until it accomplishes that for which it has been sent out. And so, God, we lift up into the light and love of your presence our country and our country's leaders, our church here, the ministry. We lift up to you the Dempsey and Helfrich family, and indeed, Lord, families and friends of addicts, and we lift up the addicts unto you. We just come against this epidemic of drugs in Jesus Christ's holy name. We lift up to you Colton and Laura and Ann and Caroline and John and Morris, men and women in their families in the military, and Kelly and our youth group and Steve, our children, our grandchildren. We pray for our first responders and all those who are traveling, and Kathy and Dawn, Christians who are being persecuted all over the world, and the unspoken request. For God, you know every detail. Come, Holy Spirit, and do a mighty work in all these lives, all these requests. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Add this to your prayer list, two other names, Rebecca and Jessica. Add Rebecca and Jessica to your prayer list. Now let us hear this word of the Lord. It's from the Gospel according to John. And in your bulletin it says 14 to 17. But I am going to start with verse 1. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. This is the word of the Lord. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you're doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Well, how can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, You must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Well, how can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do you not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Well, now, for those who were here first service. No. Yeah. What is, Do you know what is so important about October 7th, 1955? Yeah, I can't believe you don't have this on your calendars already. What is it, Fritz? You don't know? That's the day I was born. Yes, yeah, October 7th, 1955. Or was it 1973? So old. I was born in McKeesport Hospital. Our families, Bonnie's and mine, were from Port View. So I was born in McKeesport Hospital, and I was 9 pounds, 10 ounces. And Mom used to always, she just loved to tell the story. She said almost all babies, once after they're born, they, especially within that first week, they lose a few ounces before they start putting weight back on. She says, not you. You were 9, 10, and you just went right up. And the nurse would take me out to the nursery, you know, bring me back to Mom. And she said, and every time you come back, you'd have these lipstick all over you. She says, you were just such a cutie. You know, and some things never change. You're laughing a little too much down there. Yeah. Let me ask you, though, what did I know when I was born? I didn't know anything. Some things never change. I didn't know anything. Nope, we call that tabula rasa, clean slate. Oh, I had some innate genetic knowledge. But basically, I didn't know anything. I had to learn everything from scratch. And I was dependent on my mom and dad to take care of me, to meet my needs, and to surround me with love, to nurture me. When Nicodemus comes to Jesus, it's during the night, because Nicodemus doesn't want to be an outcast. He doesn't want to be rejected by the other Pharisees. They were the ruling class, and Nicodemus was a Pharisee, but there was something about Jesus. See, Nicodemus is sitting the fence. He doesn't know whether to believe that Jesus is the Christ or not. He knows the other Pharisees are saying he's not. He's just a troublemaker. But Nicodemus goes to Jesus at night and he says, Rabbi, we know that you're from God. Nobody can do these miracles unless they were. And Jesus says to him, you cannot see the kingdom of God. You can't get off that fence and see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. Interesting term, born again. Born. You know, Jesus could have said transformed, changed. But he used the term born. Because when we are born, we know nothing. We have to start over from scratch. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, no longer conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed. Be born again by the renewing of your mind. And we renew our minds through our relationship with Jesus. So we are, the scriptures say it over and over in so many different ways about being born again, about starting over. Jesus said, if you want to be my followers, you have to pick up your cross daily and follow me. Every day we have to start over. Every day we have to nail ourselves to the cross. All of our hopes and dreams and put at God's disposal everything we have in order to be born again. We've got to give it all. Jesus said, you got to eat my flesh, drink my blood in order to survive. Just like we would feed a baby, God is feeding us. And he is saying here, eat the flesh and drink the blood of Jesus. In other words, learn everything there is to learn about Jesus. Follow him and obey him. That's what it means to be born again, to start over, to turn our backs on the things of the world, to put us, you know, tradition kills a lot of churches. Tradition kills a lot of people. That's the way we've always done it. Man. Jesus wants us to change, to constantly grow and to evolve and to become more like him. To be born again. To let go of the life the way it used to be and to grab onto him and not let go. to be born again means to start over from scratch and to be totally dependent on Him. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Matthew, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things, all this other stuff, will be added unto you. And Jesus said, you got to love me more than you love your spouse, your family, even life itself. Be born again. We throw that term around a lot, born again. It's become synonymous with being charismatic and hyper-religious. It's taken on a negative context for some people. But being born again, Jesus said it. At birth, we know nothing. And then we grow. You and I are to start off every day with Jesus and go from there in every area of our lives, holding nothing back, just trusting and believing in God. Be born again. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us and help us, God, to let go. For no one can serve two masters. Help us, God, to let go of the things of this world. Help us to exchange the values of this world for the values of the kingdom. Fill us with a hunger for your holy word, with an overwhelming desire to seek your kingdom first in every area of our lives. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come in a great revival in our land, in our church, in our homes. Make us more like Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, help us to be born again. Your will be done and your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God loves you and so do I. Let's stand and sing. They called him Jesus. Because I know.